And I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. What a exciting time it is in Legal Shield. Convention week is upon us. I know many team members are traveling tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and literally invading Vegas for what is going to end up being the very best event in Legal Shield's 40-plus year history. I truly believe that from the bottom of my heart, that it is going to truly change people's lives by attending this function. We're going to have such an exciting time. There's so much information to share with you guys tonight. Just want to give my personal organization a quick shout-out. You guys have done a remarkable job during the month of March, and just because of your efforts, Stephanie, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart so that because of you guys, we get to go to Las Vegas again as Platinum Executive Director. So congratulations to you guys, and we thank you very much. And with that, I'm going to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, a Platinum Executive Director, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there? Mr. Moore?
All right, now can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right, again, I want to say congratulations for making Platinum Executive Director again. That is just an awesome job that you and Stephanie are doing. But just like you said, this is convention week, and this will be the last chance for everyone to pre-register for a More Success Team breakout session in Vegas. It's going to be Thursday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Gold Coast Hotel, which, of course, is right next door to the Rio, which most people will be staying where the convention is being held at. It will be in the Arizona Ballroom in Salon E, and all you have to do is just go to our team website, www.moresuccessteam.com, and get registered. Of course, this is our biggest team event of the year, so you just can't miss it. But tonight's call, ladies and gentlemen, is being recorded and will be available for playback. Just go to our team website, and you'll be able to access it from there. All right, now, to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma, to a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, an original Millionaire Club member in Legal Shield, and, of course, the leader of our More Success Team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore? Mr. Moore, are you on?
Also, Yvette Mayo's in our family. Right, way over there. They still have.
Did we lose Mr. Moore?
I can hear you, Dad. I don't
okay.
know.
Well, that is that's uncommon. Don't know, Mr. Moore. Did you get back on yet? He must have accidentally cut himself off. But I guess I'll go ahead and go straight to Mr. Steve Millia. Steve, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, Steve, I apologize. Mr. Moore has a great introduction. I'm sure he'll share it with you here in just a second, but I know you are a great team in Legal Shield, $500,000 ring earners, leading by example throughout the years, one of the best trainers I've ever seen on stage. You've got a great story to share with our team tonight, and I want to tell you how much we just appreciate you being able to come on and talk just a little bit.
Randy.
There's Mr. Moore right there. Go ahead, Mr. Moore.
Well, I was on all the time. I wasn't on mute, but I heard other people when you moved. I still had other people overshadowed me. I guess they was talking. But anyhow, I'm very happy to be home tonight. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened to the phone. I still hear people in the background. I hope you can mute them out, all right. But, Randy, before we start or introduce, Millie Baker's really serious tonight. We need prayer for her. And, of course, Carol Smith's mother is dying, and Rex Legale's mother did die this weekend, and Jack Gilbert had a stroke. So we just need to be in prayer for all of our organization. You know, Randy, I want to also congratulate Jeremy and Stephanie on being platinum. They got a great team, as we have, and I'd like to congratulate our team because the truth, Randy, you and I are talking today, and this is we're ending the quarter very strong, best month we had this year, and it just seemed like it's going to get better and better. We're going to have a great, great time in Las Vegas, and this next speaker is absolutely fantastic. You know, he is also a $500,000 ring earner, platinum five jacket earner, millionaire club member. member consecutively in the Performance Club and Power 20, and I could go on and on. But I know he's got his own team. He's real busy in the world, but he always takes time out to help us, which we're very much appreciative for. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Mr. Steve Melia.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate it. And to your son and his son, you must be so proud to just watch them. I really am, Steve.
I'm very pleased and very proud.
I'm sure, and you deserve to be, because they've done an incredible job. And it's good enough just when your family's in the business, but when they start going to the ranks of platinum and millionaire club members and $250,000 ringers, it's exciting. And, of course, Jeremy and I have shared some great times over the years, whether it be in Cancun or the Dominican. We've gotten to become great friends as well. And so it's always a pleasure to talk to the group. I almost feel bad talking with just a couple hours left, so I won't go as long as maybe I normally will tonight, but I will definitely deliver some great training. And it sounds like you guys had a great month, and it seems like there's a lot of that going around in Legal Shield right now. I've been traveling pretty extensively the last few weeks. I've been in Chicago, and I was a few days in Toronto, and down in Macon, Georgia for a few days. We got a new team exploding in the Atlanta area as well, and there's just a good vibe out there right now. And, you know, many of you have been with the company. Mr. Moore, geez, it's amazing, and I'm in awe, really, that you could stay so focused for so long and help so many people. I look forward to one day celebrating my 20th and even 30th year like you have with the company. You know, but sometimes when you've been doing that for a while, and, you know, a lot of this team has been with the company 10, 15 years, you know, sometimes there's no sense of urgency like there used to be when we get started. You know, sometimes we see people, you know, supposedly go to another company and they're having all the success. Well, you know, it's easy to be excited about something at the beginning, but it takes work and it takes a special person to stay excited about something. Like Art Williams talks about in The Art of Recruiting, one of the best tape series, I believe, out there in this industry. But I say that to say that we have to give our own reasons for creating a sense of urgency, whether it be the Performance Club or Power 20 or Executive Director or making it important, being proud to be a platinum going into the event and going the extra mile to get those things done. It's important. And, you know, many of you that know the Melia family for a while, one thing that we always wind up talking about are our goals, because we always think they're important. And so the first topic that I want to talk about tonight with the Moore organization is to have a clear vision of where you want to go. Have a clear vision of where you want to go when you get to Las Vegas and the kind of things that you want to accomplish. If you're going to be the kind of person that sits there and absorbs and embraces and gets to meet people and is excited about the event, or are you somebody that's going to be a hall hanger, have a clear vision for what you want to accomplish this weekend. Have a clear vision of where you want to be a month from now with your business, 3 months from now, a year from now. Can you really see yourself on stage next year at the convention, either getting your ring or you know, maybe being the rookie of the year or something exciting with our company? Can you see yourself in 3, 4, 5 years becoming a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member? We all know this, is that if you don't see it, if you don't believe it, then no one else is going to see it. No one else is going to believe in you and follow you. So it's important as you have a goal to make sure that it's written down and you can see it everywhere. You know, it's such an important goal, then post it up. Put it in your car when you go out on appointments. Put it up in your fridge. Put it up all over, no matter what the goal is, in all the different areas of your life. And, you know, Mr. Moore's talking about all the folks on the team that are sick, and we've lost several great leaders recently with Legal Shield as well. Hopefully, that more than anything helps us with that sense of urgency, to let us know that life is precious, that life is short, that we've got a very short time to really carve out a piece of history here with Legal Shield. And we all have absolutely the ability to do that. You know, one of the things that's neat for me is to be introduced by Mr. Moore, because he's not just someone that helped the company. He's somebody that if Legal Shield, if the reason that Legal Shield is where it is today is because of his family. And it's very possible that if his family had never been involved with Prepaid Legal and Legal Shield, that we wouldn't even have a company today. So he's not just another person that's come along. He's somebody that took advantage and always had that sense of urgency. So number one is to have a clear vision. Number two is to master certain things. I like to say master tools and events. What does that mean? Well, you know, if you were in construction or if you were building a house, would it make sense to use tools? Well, yes, they would. Would tools cost money up front? Yes, they would. Well, if you had a construction site, would you build a house yourself or would you hire a bunch of other people? Well, you probably hire a bunch of other people. Well, would you want them to have tools? Well, yeah. Well, why? Because they'd be more effective. They get things done faster. They get things done more effectively. They have a great foundation that you build on. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they come into this business and they're like, ah, we'll see how it goes. And only when they start making money will they then see the benefit of having tools. And, you know, that would be silly if someone tried to build a house without first having tools. They'd never get a house built. And so it's important to treat it like a business. That's something that, you know, my brother and I understood from the minute we got into this industry. When Mike was 42 and I was 24, we understood investing in the business. We understood treating it like a business. And, you know, if you treat something like a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. But if you really reinvest, and there's two things that I've always found that that you have to budget for when you're running a business like Legal Shield. Number one are tools, having CDs and DVDs and all the things that it takes to be successful, whether it be a website. But I want to today talk about having physical tools. It's one of the topics that we're going to talk about on stage. And I've noticed that in all my times where there's momentum in this industry and in this company, people are giving out CDs and they're giving out DVDs. And sometimes we get away from that because of the Internet. And I think it's one of the big mistakes that people make. A couple of reasons. Number one is when you give somebody a CD or a DVD, what you're doing is there's perceived value there. They think that costs money, and it does cost money. And when they take it, they'll treat it a lot more seriously than when you just send somebody a link. The other thing is they can listen to it on their way home if it's a CD. They can get to it right away. When I get somebody started, what I like to do is get them 10 tools out right away, and then I send them another 10 or 20 tools. And, you know, really, if you want to really launch somebody's business and they're not afraid to spend a couple $100s, what I personally do, what I like to do is get at least 100 CDs or 100 DVDs into their hand and say, hey, over the next, you know, couple weeks or couple months, let's get these out and follow up with them, and we'll absolutely make a fortune. And if somebody does that, I'm going to tell you, and gets a couple hundred tools out like that, there's no telling where those tools will wind up with proper follow-up and the proper attitude and proper training. So it's pretty exciting to talk about the tools like that because it's such an important part of the business. Now, what goes along hand-in-hand with tools are events. Tools, I believe, attract people to the business. What events do is they cement them in, they lock them into the business. So it's important that we have both of them that go together. You know, a couple principles about events. You always want to attend every event with more people than you had last time. So if you have 10 people at your weekly meeting this week, you want to have more than 10 next week. And if you don't, guess what? You're going in the wrong direction. And you can't make that okay. You know, maybe one week it happens, but you can't develop a pattern of letting things slide. You always got to push the envelope and have more people. At the conventions, it's the same thing. Imagine if you had 10 people go this year, but everybody brought back somebody next year, and you went to 20, and eventually that kept doubling. You know, the Moores organization, when you go to the breakout on Thursday, and hopefully everybody gets registered for that, and I think it's great that they have the registration online so you can take care of that before you even get there. In fact, I'll give you guys credit. I was on a call a couple years ago, and I heard you do that, and we've been doing it ever since. So it's a great idea. Hopefully everybody gets pre-registered, but the events are so important for different reasons. To cement people in. People get to Vegas, they're not going to know a lot of people there. On Thursday, at your breakout, they're going to get to not only be recognized by the team, but to meet a lot of the team players as well. And so, again, you want to make sure that every event, the purpose of every event as well, is to always promote the next event. So if you have a weekly meeting and there's not a flyer out or there's not an announcement or promotion for the next meeting, then you're just spinning your wheels. Always have more people at the next event and always promote one event into the next event. And, you know, I know that many of the teams either do a summer event or they do a fall event or something like that, and we've been working around the clock getting ready for the event that we're going to announce for our summer and negotiating with hotels. And we know that if we don't get it done by this Sunday, then we won't, when our breakout is, then we're not going to have the opportunity to really talk to our team all in one setting. And, you know, just like, you know, for those of you that do group marketing, you know that if you get an application right there, you're going to walk out with it. Just the same thing when you go to a car dealership. If somebody buys the car, they're going to get it right there. If they leave, they're probably not going to come back. It's the same thing when you're promoting for the next event. You know, so when you're promoting for either next year's Vegas or whatever it is, you got to make sure that you get somebody to make the commitment right there. And so when you're in Vegas this weekend, not only make a commitment to be at the next corporate event, but turn to the people on your team and get that same commitment. That's one of the things that makes it easier from going to with more people. Number three, and your leaders on this team are a great example of this one, and that's lead by example. You know, I've heard Brian Crowther say many times, I'd rather watch a leader than listen to one every day and or any day, and that's absolutely the way that it goes here. You know, one of the things that we've been proud of is that we've been in the Performance Club since it started, and we might not be the biggest producers and we might not be the biggest recruiters, but I tell you what, we'll go up there every time and make sure that we're leading by example. Every time there's a contest, every time the company does something, you want to make sure that you're a big part of it. Number four, whoever, and I, you know, the Moores are definitely a great example of this, and I learned this from all of our great friends, Mr. Wilburn Smith. Whoever does the most presentation wins. And I remember seeing Mr. Wilburn Smith do the If You're My Lawyer story my very first week in the business, and I started learning that story, and I started teaching other people that story. And if you ever see me do a business briefing or a sit-down or a lunch, I always do the If You're My Lawyer, If You're My Attorney story every time because it's a great story. And so you want to make sure that you understand the difference. So you don't want to be doing presentations in line at the grocery store, in my opinion. You want to use a tool in that situation. You know, when you're on the phone inviting somebody out to a briefing, that's not the time to do a presentation. That's the time to do the inviting. So there's a whole difference between contact and inviting and then finally doing the presentation. So, of course, you want to eventually be doing the presentations or be doing a sit-down. But, you know, I learned this from Zig Ziglar. You don't want to say anything until you can say everything because you might be cheating them out of the information. You know, what if you just try to rush it along and they ask a couple questions and they don't really get a clear picture? You haven't done anybody good, any good. And so, you know, it's sort of like Dave Stavola says, hey, do you have 15 minutes? There's something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. But the bottom line is the person that picks up the phone the most amount of times and sets the most appointments is going to be able to do the most presentations. And, of course, whoever does the most presentations over time, that organization is going to sell the most amount of memberships and recruit the most amount of people. And, you know, isn't that really why we're all in this business, is to earn an income, is to earn a great income, but to share as many memberships that stay on the books over a consistent period of time. And so I'm just going to throw the call back to you guys. I'm so excited about the Vegas event that's coming up for anybody that's listening tonight, not only myself, but if you see any of the leaders that you have respect for and that you'd like to spend time with over the weekend, just ask us. You know, if you want to ask us a question, if you want to take a picture, if you'd like any of us to sign your profile of success, you know, this isn't one of those companies where the leaders are not approachable. You know, I remember my first convention and, you know, meeting Mr. Moore and just being in awe of not only the kind of income that he was earning, but the kind of organization that he had built. And, you know, it means a lot when a leader is nice to you. And so if you see any of us over the weekend and you want to shout or say hi or feel free to do so. I can't wait to see everybody in Vegas. And with that, I'll throw the call back to one of the Moores.
Steve, would you reiterate how very, very, very important, even though this is the last hour, so to speak, to get to the convention?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's never too late. I did a sit-down on Thursday with a young guy in his 20s here in North Carolina, and he had to pay quite a bit for an airline ticket. But you know what? We figured it out. We just got him a ticket tonight, and we're going to be there. And, guys, this is, you know, this could be your chance. You know, not too many of us have a chance, but if you look at some of the incomes that some of us have made in our careers, you're talking about the, you know, just four or five of us on the call have made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Is it worth a few hundred dollars or whatever it costs to get out to Vegas? It's the most important thing. And if you're listening tonight and you say, I'll get the next one, you know, statistically, chances are, you know, you won't be around for the next one in a year. So you got to take advantage. You got to strike while the iron's hot. The opportunity is right here, right now, and you're being invited to come participate. And a year from now, the opportunity might not be the same as it is today, although it'll always be great. So that's my two cents, Mr. Moore.
Well, I've got a little scenario I want to tell you about. Saturday's course was Super Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was going over with Harold Pinson and Frank Lindsay and another gentleman that I won't mention his name because I want to tell you. And I didn't realize, I told the gentleman if he meet us at I-40 going to Tulsa that he could just ride the rest of the way with us. Did you know the gentleman's car was broke down, but without saying it, he got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was 20-something miles to where he had to go. It hitchhiked so it could be there to go on time to go to Super Saturday. Is that dedication or is that not dedication?
That's amazing.
I mean, I said, that gentleman, that I'm not saying his name, he really earned my respect. We've got that caliber of people all through Legal Shield. They're willing to pay a price now so they won't have to worry about the price later. And if you don't mind, I think Randy wants to talk to you. Would you mind answering a few questions of some of our key leaders?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, Randy, it's all yours.
All right, Steve, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go out to Phoenix, Arizona, and another top executive director on our team, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Milla?
I do, Randy. Thanks. I appreciate you being on, Steve. And one thing that I've just really been intrigued with is what you've been able to do in recent years. I know you and your business partners put in several years of hard work. And as far as the orphanage you've been able to create and going to the all 162 Yankee games and the book you've written and doing trying your hand in stand-up comedy, I was just wondering how early on in your business did you have a vision or a dream to do some of those things, and how much of an impact do you think that made on your early years when you're really in the trenches full-time building the business?
Well, first of all, thank you for all those kind words. And, you know, I would say the charity work, you know, came about halfway through our career when we realized that we were just really good at promoting things. You know, we were good at having auctions and charity golf tournaments and all that stuff. And we really felt like we were blessed with a skill to be able to raise money. And so we just wound up finding organizations that we believed in. And that's sort of how that led to that. In fact, we're doing our grand opening for an orphanage that we've been sponsoring for 4 years, and it's in May, so we got about 30 people flying down there into Guatemala, and it's just going to be amazing. You know, I'd always sort of wanted to write a book, and I always thought it would be like a self-development or network marketing book, but I never really was that excited about it. But then when I thought about breaking a world record, which I did by attending 162 baseball games and paying for it by myself as a fan, no one had ever done that. I said, man, you know, this would make a great book. So it all sort of came together. It was so much fun writing a book. And, you know, if it wasn't for the way that Legal Shield lets us have our freedom, and, you know, I didn't have to have a boss or a job, and I would wake up every morning and spend a couple hours writing every day, it's really made my life, quite frankly, more rewarding and more fulfilling. Same with doing stand-up. You know, something that I always wanted to do. I was sort of chicken to do it. But it was the freedom of Legal Shield. And I knew that I had time freedom. And, you know, time freedom is great, but if you're not using it to do something that you really love, what's the sense of even having it? So thanks so much for the question.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
All right, thank you, Alex. Let's go up to Alabama and to another Platinum Executive Director on the team, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Steve, from someone who grew up in the 60s in Alabama and was a huge New York Yankees fan, it was not easy, by the way, growing up in Alabama being a Yankees fan, but I marveled at the things that I read about your Yankee experiences. And I guess with today and talking about that and the question Alex asked and thinking about today being opening day in Major League Baseball, I'd just love to hear you give a challenge, especially to some of the new people on the call tonight, some of which we hope to be in Las Vegas this week. Maybe they won't be, but, you know, I like to look at every day in Legal Shield as opening day. But, you know, with your baseball interest and Legal Shield, and I've always marveled at you and Tim and Mike, always on the front row, the most enthusiastic people there, always upbeat about what's going on. And I just would love to see if you could give just a brief challenge to those folks about opening day in baseball and how that relates to opening day in Legal Shield.
Hey, Jim, always great to hear your voice, and I've always admired you from afar in the business. I know you've continually been one of the top producers and always handled yourself so well. And I appreciate that. I've always said the same thing. I think I've always compared, and it's always about the same time of year, but I believe that our annual convention, you know, for a lot of people is a new beginning. It's like spring training. It's like, you know what, this is my year. I'm going to turn things around this year. Maybe last year didn't go the way that we wanted, but this is our chance to start fresh, and you get to look around, just like maybe at spring training. You look around at all your, even though they're your teammates, in many ways they're your competition. You know, I have a very friendly and, competitive nature with a lot of the leaders in Legal Shield. And I think it's the same way. And I think it's healthy to do that, to come and say, man, he's a platinum. How did he make platinum before me? Or, you know, whatever it is. And so it's the one time a year that we come together and we can all leave with some synergy. And so I do think that's a great analogy. And Jim, I will tell you, I'm flying out in the morning to Houston, where I will be going to opening day for the Yankees tomorrow and Wednesday, and then I'll fly out. Yeah, I'll fly out Thursday morning to Vegas, so I get to see Jeter in his last opening
good
day.
Good deal. That's great. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Thanks again for sharing.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Now let's go out to South Carolina. Another top executive director, Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, listen, Mr. Milley, we also appreciate you here in the states of South Carolina and Georgia. And, you know, one of the things we tell our team at our briefings here is that, you know, money doesn't always buy happiness. However, it does provide you with many of options and freedom. And you're obviously indicative of that entirely. You know, I also grew up in an orphanage with Milton Hershey. Milton Hershey developed an orphanage from his billions and wealth with the chocolate. And that was an entrepreneur who did the same thing that you're doing with your orphanage that you're starting. Let me ask you this, sir. As it relates to the Performance Club, how important is it, would you say, for people to get to this event and get this major recognition that's coming down the pike? What would you say about that?
Well, first of all, I hope that if anybody still has their Performance Club points to go, they're going to get them. We still have some, you know, a couple hours here left, and you can absolutely do that. But, you know, it is important. I love the Performance Club for a lot of different reasons. I think that, and that's a great question, I think that one of the things that it does is it builds somebody's confidence slowly. You know, somebody can, they might not be able to go, you know, a director, executive director right away, which some people can in shorter time than other people just because of their life experiences and their contacts. But anybody can really go Performance Club if they really go for it. And it might not be easy for a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you that if you do the, if you're just doing the 2 exposures to 5 exposures a day and the 1 long-distance package and you're really following up with those people, you might not do it your very first month in the business, but, you know, hopefully you do. But I'm telling you, if you got enough in the pipeline, it should be something that no matter how busy somebody is, they can work that in. And talk about leading by example. That's probably the thing. It's probably the first question that I ever ask about anybody. Like if someone's been in the business 6 years or 6 months and they're either not necessarily complaining but just asking questions about different things, one of the questions I'll ask is, are you somebody that focuses on the Performance Club? Are you somebody that's committed to the Performance Club? And you can just tell a lot of things by that person's answer. And I think a great team culture, a great local culture for your meeting is to always be recognized in the Performance Club, whether it's to have a special dinner. One of the things that we're starting in April is we're having a brunch, a special brunch once a month for all the Performance Club people. We're a little bit of a smaller city, so the first month we might just have 5 or 6. I'm just doing this for my team. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it for a whole area, but for me, I'm just going to meet with my team. That's Performance Club. And the reason I do that is I just want to get business. One of the reasons we only had one person that, besides me in the Performance Club last month, and this month it looks like we should have 6 locally. So, you know, not earth-shattering numbers, but definitely to go from 2 to 6 just because you're having a brunch is a great idea. So hopefully everybody's Performance Club qualified going into Vegas. So, Tony, thanks for that question.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Barkley. Let's quickly go out to Boise, Idaho, and another executive director, Mr. Damian Sheever. Mr. Sheever, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, cool deal. You know, I love hearing you and Jimmy talk about opening day and things like that, but we all know tomorrow is a national holiday because it's opening day for the Yankees, you know, so everybody should be taking time off and watching the game. But Mr. Milley, you know, some of my favorite memories in the business have been different times when I've been able to hang out with you and just learn from you and have conversations that, you know, aren't necessarily the everyday conversation. But real quick, as far as a question, would you please talk about the importance of when you're setting goals, because you talked about setting goals earlier on the call, to set goals that stretch you, and then also, you know, how important is it to stretch all the way through the end of the month?
Well, I mean, it's obviously important. You know, if you're going to, hey, Damien, it's good to, always good to talk to you, and can't wait to see you in Vegas. But, you know, listen, I mean, you know, following up is just doing what you said you were going to do. You know, it's being a person of your word. When you say you're going to do something, are you the kind of person that I can expect it to be done, you know? Or is it just something that you're hoping for and then we don't talk about it again? I love working with people that when they say they're going to do something, you know, they go out there and they get it done. And, you know, as far as stretching to write a goal you know, like, what do people get excited about? You know, if you looked at executive director and, you know, just depending on where you are, maybe you did 10 sales this month, but, you know, you're director and, you know, so maybe in 90 days you could see yourself to executive director. Maybe you're not, you know, a platinum. You know, I don't think it's reasonable to say that you're going to be a platinum unless maybe you have some groups coming in and you're effective in group marketing or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it takes a certain balance of being reasonable but not being reasonable. I think I'll tell you what will help you more than anything is having that day that turns your life around, that day of disgust, that day you say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of living this way. I'm sick and tired of always checking our bank account. I'm sick and tired of not being able to live the kind of life that we want to live. And then doing something about it, not just talking about or complaining, but going out there and going for it. So, you know, I think goal setting is a little bit different for everybody. I will tell you one tip, and I'll end this question with that. It's sometimes you got to have a negative consequence for a goal. Some of you remember a few years ago where we were going for Platinum 5, and we said, hey, if we don't hit this by the end of the year, and it was the 1st of November when we set it, so we had 2 months to break two brand-new executive director lines, we said, I'm going to jump out of an airplane, which I would never jump out of an airplane. Mike was going to shave his head, and Kim was going to have to eat a Big Mac every day for 30 days. We got that from the movie Supersize Me. And I'm telling you, we tossed and turned every night thinking, who can we sign up, and who can they sign up, and how are we going to get 3 more, and how are they going to get 5 more, and how are we going to do that? And we made our goal, and we made it early because we set a negative consequence. You know, maybe you find somebody else in the market, and you say, hey, listen, if you don't power 20 this month, you got to clean my bathroom. How does that sound? Or, you know, you got to take me and my wife out to dinner. Just something fun, but something that's going to make you really work so you don't have to do that. You know, maybe you got to mow somebody's lawn for the whole summer. You know, do something like that. And, you know, we had a bet a few years ago, you know, with Chip Humphrey. And I won't tell you the overall results, but, you know, he's somebody that, you know, went out there just like we did. And he just went out there and busted it and busted it. And then, you know, on the other side, you hear of these great lifestyles, but it all comes with goal setting, at least at the beginning. So, Damien, hopefully that was helpful.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Shiva. We have time for maybe one more. Let's go up to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Executive Director, Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Steve, we appreciate your time tonight and good information. How, you know, you mentioned the young man that you have that just got his ticket purchased to go to the convention and with your goal setting and all the things that you've been talking about. How important do you think, and I know that you will, for a person to make a commitment? And you were just talking about someone who says they will do something and then follow through and do it. But in making the commitment, how do you feel that, you know, it helps everything else come together and they're going to find a way to get that done? Does that have an impact?
I'm going to... just by the act of making the commitment, all of a sudden it's just like, you know, we've heard this saying before, but the universe sort of rearranges itself to open up new opportunities. And, you know, I truly believe that if you're somebody that is laying there at night and you're thinking about what you want and you want it so bad and, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night tossing and turning because you want something so bad, then you're going to get it. You know, on the other hand, if somebody's tossing in bed and worrying about, am I good enough, and are people going to like me, and are people going to buy, and I don't know if I could do this, you know, that person, and we all need personal development, and I think that's why reading the books and listening to the tapes and hanging out with positive people, you know, it sounds cliche, but I'm telling you, those are the basic ingredients for somebody with a healthy self-confidence and healthy self-esteem to go out there and attract a team and attract people to want to follow them. So hopefully I answered your question. It sounded like I got off a little track.
No, good information. Appreciate your time tonight.
And thank you, Mr. Peter. And Mr. Media, thank you so much for being our special guest speaker tonight. Make sure and tell Mike and Kim hello for us. Tell them to let them know how much we appreciate them. We've had you guys all on an individual basis on our call from time to time, and you're always a hot topic. So we look forward to seeing you at the convention and seeing you on the stage, and see you get all the accolades that you truly deserve. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Steve, I want to say I really do appreciate you. I appreciate everything, your work ethics. I appreciate you taking time out to be on our team call tonight. And if I personally can ever do anything for you, I assure you I will give her a good try. I appreciate you, and so God bless you, and I hope you have a good night, and I'll see you in Las Vegas.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless. Well, Randy, I think that's about the call. What a great call it was tonight. We had a lot of good people on, had a lot of good information coming out. We still want to remember all those that, like Billy, that's sick and ill tonight. And we want to keep putting God first and our family second and a Legal Shield third. And remember, at the breakout, we're going to be giving away the first Harlem Stone Cypher Award. We're going to be giving away the Wilma Smith Award, Team Awards, Rising Star Awards. And we're going to even have a drawing for, what, $500, $300, $200? We're just going to have a really, really great time. I had somebody in today, not even on our team, said, we sure want to come to your breakout. And I said, well, you can come if you want to, because, you know, we are all one team. But I just want to say how I love my team. I love the people. Appreciate you and Jeremy, the way you step up, and all the other great leaders that's on the call tonight. So the folks saying that, just remember what I said. God, family, Legal Shield, thank you, and good night.